Imagine pouring nearly 5 years of your life into a business, working 12 hours a day, your phone buzzing nonstop, jobs stacked up, customers calling, employees quitting. Now, imagine this. After all that work, you're still barely keeping your head above water. That was Rick, a small town business owner in the solar electric industry. From the outside, he looked successful. But behind the scenes, he was drowning, and truthfully, he was on the verge of quitting. Rick knew he couldn't keep doing this alone, but he wasn't sure how to move to the next step. Hey, everybody, and welcome back to the Freedom Entrepreneur Podcast. I'm your host, Lindsay Sutherland, your partner in business growth and freedom living. And in this episode, I'm going to break down the three key steps that we took to completely transform Rick's business so that he went from where he was the hub of the business and in every aspect of it to where he moved into an absentee ownership position. Step one was to evaluate the invoicing process. It became clear to me that there was a discrepancy. Rick was charging $80 an hour when other electricians in town were charging between $100 to $140. And worse, he wasn't billing for his apprentice. He was literally paying this person out of his own pocket while the business carried all the risk. He thought he was doing the right thing, keeping prices low, being the good guy, but in reality, he was bleeding cash and emotional sanity. Once we started billing properly, profits soared overnight. Was there trepidation and concern? Absolutely. He was afraid he would lose market share or that people wouldn't even consider working with him at those prices. But the fact of the matter was, they weren't going to get it cheaper anywhere else. And the most important part wasn't so much about the price. It was about communicating the expectation to the homeowners in advance, which leads us into step number two. The business had already lost tens of thousands of dollars simply because contracts weren't in place and getting signed before jobs began. And it wasn't because Rick didn't care. It was because Rick's brain worked like a soldier. He is ex-army, and when he arrived at a home with no power, he locked in like it was a mission. He wasn't thinking about paperwork, contracts, and signatures. He was thinking, get these people's lights back on, period. Whether that meant it took 3 hours or 10 hours, Rick was committed to getting it done. But without upfront agreements, it was a setup for disaster, because clients were not expecting large bills. They were feeling blindsided. And ultimately, it was just creating conflict and frustration. So we built systems. We used a CRM, Business in a Box, with contracts that went out like DocuSign, digitally signed before Rick ever set foot in the house. Customer reminders, project notes, all organized in one place. Suddenly, Rick wasn't chasing paperwork. He was back to focusing on what he did best, the electrical part of the work. And for the first time, the business wasn't bleeding money because of broken systems. Next came the biggest hurdle, getting Rick out of the field. You see, Rick wasn't just another business owner. He was an Army Ranger who had served three tours. On one deployment, he jumped out of an airplane, and through a freak accident, the parachute didn't deploy. He hit the ground, bones broken, but miraculously, he survived. And he healed. And then he went back into the field and parachuted again. That's the kind of grit this man has. And grit was what had built his solar business. Installing solar, though, is not for wimps. It means hoisting 100-pound plus batteries, lifting bulky panels overhead, digging trenches through unforgiving ground. It is labor-intensive, grueling work. But after years in the military and after his accident, Rick's body was sending signals. His days in the field were numbered. And yet, he clung to field work like a drowning man clutching to driftwood. Control, perfectionism, fear, these are the things that tethered him to the trenches. For months, he wrestled with the idea of stepping back. He had three objections, three fears that were keeping him stuck. Competency. Electricians are trained mostly on AC wiring. Solar is a whole different world. Rick worried they'd make costly mistakes or wouldn't know what to do, leaving him basically doing it anyway. Profit. He couldn't imagine paying somebody $30 to $40 an hour plus insurance and workers' comp it would eat up his profit margins. Whereas when he's in the field, he's making 100% of the profit from his own labor. Competition. His biggest fear was that he would train someone, invest in them, only to have them leave and start their own company down the street, becoming his adversary. Let's be real. These are fears every owner faces. So how did we break through? Step by step. First, we outsourced. Rick had a friend. It was another electrician in town. We paid him his retail rate of $100 an hour and then marked it up 25% to our clients. Rick saw with his own eyes that we were still profitable. If he could pay that guy $100 an hour and stay in the black, imagine the margin if we had our own techs at $30 to $40 an hour. That shifted something. Next came the trust problem. And this wasn't just about trusting people. It was about Rick learning to let go. We built training systems. We created opportunities for the new technicians to practice, to build confidence without breaking anything. And little by little, Rick stepped back. At first, he hovered, ready to jump in and take over the moment things slowed. You know, old habits die hard. But over time, the crews started to gel. They learned what they could handle alone. They learned when to call Rick, like before the chaos and the drama happened. And Rick learned the difference between leading and doing. The transition wasn't overnight, but gradually the impossible happened. Rick wasn't the only one carrying the weight anymore. His crews could handle jobs. The business could move without him. And for the first time in years, Rick could finally breathe. I remember him saying to me, "Lindsay, I can't even believe we're at this point." I'd only been working with him for just under a year, and he was sitting on the couch in front of me, and he just said, "I can't believe we're at this point. I never imagined hiring, being able to hire a team, let alone it happening this fast." He was truly breathtaken by the transformation that had happened in his business. And then the call came. Rick's dad passed away. He had to fly east, leave the business behind, and handle family matters. And here's the real miracle. He could. The systems were in place. The crew was trained. The phones were answered. The contracts were getting signed. The business was running without him. And later, when the weight of the family responsibilities meant he needed to let go completely, Rick was able to sell the business to the technician that he had hired and his wife, people who had never owned a business before. And yet, because of the systems, they could step right in. That's the power of systems. That's the power of stepping out of the bottleneck. That's the power of building a business that runs without you. Rick's story isn't unique. It's the same struggle so many business owners face: low profit, no systems, and fear of hiring. But when you commit to making those shifts, raising your prices, putting systems in place, building a team, you don't just scale. You create freedom. Freedom to step away, freedom to breathe, freedom to choose what happens next. That's what a real business is meant to give you. Not exhaustion, not burnout, but freedom. And the truth, you can have it too. If you're ready to take the next steps, if you're ready to experience the transformation that Rick did, book a consultation. In just 15 to 20 minutes, I can help you uncover the hidden inefficiencies that are costing you time and money. Most owners don't realize how much energy is wasted on repetitive tasks, gaps in processes and systems that don't actually support growth. During our call, I'll listen closely to how your business is currently running, pinpoint one or two areas where you may be sabotaging your own scalability, and show you a clear next step to reclaim control. I don't need to know how to do what you do in the field, because I know how to help you make your business run like clockwork. And if you're ready for a tool that helps you stop doing everything yourself, consider Biz in a Box CRM. It is the ultimate all-in-one solution. Imagine managing every part of your business: contacts, follow-ups, calls, texts, booking, funnels, website, even social media scheduling, all from one platform. With built-in AI employee support, it doesn't just organize your business, it helps run it. It's like having a full-time team behind the scenes so you can finally stop doing and start being. All the links you need are in the description below. That's it for today's episode. Until next time, bye for now.